is deified. In real America. So full of Sean Hannity.
And welcome to Real America, a public radio station mere blocks from a craft fair where they sell tofu smoothies.
Yeah. It's a big place, Real America. It's,
yeah.
It's wide.
Kind of amazing what you'll find in Real America if you look far enough. Roy Zimmerman, welcome back to the Saturday Cafe. It is good to have you back.
Wonderful to be here. Thanks, Frank.
This has got to be busier than tax season for an accountant for you with the,
well,
the presidential candidates already starting to hem and
you know, things never slowed down. That's the thing. Usually after a presidential election, I've been doing this long enough through enough presidential elections that afterwards there is kind of a lull and you can kind of kick back for a while. This time, you know, people were so interested in what Obama was going to do. And then there was the rise of the Tea Party, as I mentioned in the song and so forth then too, that, you know, it's people's interest is still way high.
Does it ever get tiring? Do you ever want to just say, you know, let's have nothing happen for a couple of days?
Well, it wouldn't matter if I said that, would it? Yeah.
Tom Paxton used to say he could never retire from writing political songs because every time he opened the newspaper, there's another six songs.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing that satirists have said over the years then, too, and I mean from Juvenal in ancient Rome on, you know, is that, you know, the satire gets outstripped by reality. Reality becomes more absurd by the moment, you know, so you have to keep writing just to keep up with it.
Do you actually study sort of earlier satirists to take notes and see what they've done?
I read with great interest, oh yeah, to see how they've dealt with, you know, especially how funny people have dealt with serious subjects. Mm-hmm. That's always an interest to me, is how you can deal with something which is dead on serious and makes people either sad or angry or, you know, has negative connotations that way. How you can use humor to either diffuse that or get a point across or, you know, or maybe even heal some divides.
Because the thing about humor is if you're doing it right, it feels so effortless, like you ought to just be able to pick up the guitar and the words come out, but I'm sure it can't be.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes performing this stuff feels like falling off of a log, but but that's just my perception, I guess.
I've heard you compared a lot to the big Toms of satire, Tom Lehrer, Tom Paxton. Thinking about one thing that you have that they did not, do you use YouTube a lot, modern media? To kind
of
get
YouTube
your songs
has
out?
Been so good to me. You better believe it. Yeah, you know, and I've got, I don't know, 50 videos up there or something like that. You know, a lot of my songs go straight up there, and it's been a great way to get to know people. You know, and for people to get to know my songs and stuff. So I'll go to a town where I've never been. I just went to Lincoln, Nebraska on my last tour, you know, and I've never played there before, but I got a good crowd there, and people were singing along with my stuff, and it was great.
Do you get kind of the negative as well, the troll responses?
On the comments section for YouTube, sure. Whenever I check in with that, you know, and I read the comments, and you know, but if somebody's just trolling or something, you don't respond. That's the thing, right? You know, they
right.
say don't feed the trolls,
uh-huh.
right? So I try to mind that that piece of advice.
It's got to be tempting to write a song about them, though.
You know, not really, because you know it. Those folks are just there to do that. They're just there to troll. They're not there to respond to the content of the video.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there to make a reasoned argument. You know, those are the things I'm interested in. So, you know, why feed them?
Well, I understand that you had one of the songs you're singing for us today is one that I actually first heard on a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Would you introduce it to us
here
in the audience?
This is a song. Well. I spent a lot of time in Marin County, California, you know, the bluest kind of county in the bluest state of the union. So it's a wonderful place to, you know, to do political satire and so forth. We had a town hall meeting when all the healthcare stuff was going down. And the town hall meetings, you know, they got pretty vitriolic across the country. Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was the rise of the Tea Party, essentially, right? With people like, you know, with their waving their fists around and with their signs and slinging their babies over their heads and whatever they were doing. And our town hall meeting was no exception. Even in hippy-dippy Marin County, we had like a overrun with Tea Party, you know, Palinista, you know, people. It was like Jerry Springer, only chaotic. And so there we were, and this one guy got so upset, he got up to the front of the line to ask his question. He's got the microphone in one hand and the clipboard in the other, and he's going, you know, and I saw a transcript later, and that is what he said. And suddenly, the room went all wavy, like a dream sequence, you know, and I found myself standing in front of him with my guitar. You were born about 3.5 million years ago in a valley warm and fair near the equator. You had hair all over your feet and you grew to 3 or 4 feet. You were even taller generations later. A 1,000 years ago, you left Africa, and you stayed 10,000 years in Central Asia, with no saddle and no stirrup. You walked all the way to Europe, so I'll see your race car partner in Eurasia. Valley, where we left our mom and dad, drifted out across the world and messed it up real bad. We're all one family, no matter where we roam. Rift Valley drifters drifting home. Genome by genome. Yep, partner, if you're one of them grassroots protesters who hates socialism and just wants his country back, chances are you're of Western European heritage, a member of haplogroup R1B, perhaps, with ancient brothers and sisters and other haplogroups who populated Australia and China and crossed over from Siberia to Alaska to open a casino in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. And you can follow your tracks. Track yourself all the way back to the mitochondrial Eve. Great, great, 5,000 times great grandmama of all 6+ billion of us. And if you do, partner, well, maybe then you'll stop acting like such a friggin' Neanderthal. Every Western boy and girl is descended from Mohammed. And the first real, real Americans were Russian and then Indian. And Barack Obama's cousin is Dick Cheney. Well, now, doesn't that make for an interesting town hall discussion? Rift Valley, where we left our mom and dad, drifted out across the world and messed it up real bad. We're all one dysfunctional family, no matter where we nomads roam. Rift Valley drifters drifting home, genome by genome. Take a look inside your genes and partner, then you will see. We've all got a birth certificate from Kenya. Serengeti up.
Oh, God, I'd forgotten that line.
Brings it home, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
That was my song for the Father's Day sort of theme. It's our Father's Father's
Day. Yeah,
our Forefather's Day
song,
yes.
From Roy Zimmerman, joining me today on the Saturday Cafe. Serengeti up. I just admire the craftsmanship you put into your songs. Rhyming stirrup with Europe is just inspired. I mean, do you have a really big rhyming dictionary?
It must follow me around in my head, I guess. I've always been fascinated with that, and as you say, studied up on Tom Lehrer, studied up on Cole Porter, and some of the Tin Pan Alley writers as well.
I've actually seen a quote from Tom Lehrer saying that he appreciates that you actually do genuine rhymes and not sort of rhyme, approximate stuff.
Right.
He's impressed with that degree of craftsmanship.
And it's not just to be a rhyme narc either, right? Because I think my opinion is that, for songs like this, at least, the point is made much stronger if the rhyme is consistent then too. Brings that point home.
Mm-hmm.
And the humor of it sometimes too.
Right. Well, you're performing tonight in Eugene. Tell us about the show.
I'm doing a show at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Eugene. They call it in Eugene, 477 East 40th Street.
40th and Donald, I believe.
Okay, there you go. All right, and it's I've performed there before. It's a lovely, lovely place to play with the trees all around you and stuff like that. Not that you're going to be looking at the trees. You'll be listening to me. but it's an 8 o'clock show there at the church. Just show up. Bring yourself and a friend.
Well, thank you very much for joining me again on the Saturday Cafe. It's wonderful having you back.
My pleasure, absolutely.
We do have time for another song.
Oh, good. Okay.
Please.
Absolutely.
Please?
I'll do a newish one. I'll do one that's slated for the next album. This is a song that kind of came up after the Tucson shootings and so forth, right? And there was a lot of hay being made about the violent rhetoric that may or may not have led to events like that, and some of the people who are responsible for that. We targeted your district and we called you out by name. We took positions round your door, we shouted, ready, aim. We televised a picture of your face behind crosshairs. To the victims of this tragedy, we send our thoughts and prayers. Aim high, we say, shoot straight, we say, go for the kill, we shout. We've got the enemy in our sights, we say, let's take him out. We want you armed and dangerous, our candidate declares. And to the victims of a tragedy, we send our thoughts and prayers. Now listen, I'm professing to teach a civics lesson with this here Smith & Wesson. Now let us pray for peace. Yes, this is war, we semi-automatically repeat. And so, my friends, reload and don't retreat, but do retweet. We vomit violent rhetoric like drunken legionnaires. And to the victims of this tragedy, we send our thoughts and prayers. I want that Second Amendment remedy. And so I'm voting for Yosemite Sam. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. We can't be held responsible for every lunatic who kills or hears us yelling kill, 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 and then does something sick. It's rap and heavy metal. Yeah, the blame is squarely theirs. And to the victims of this tragedy go all our thoughts and prayers. The tree of liberty is watered with the tyrant's blood. Yes, so said Thomas Jefferson, or was it Elmer Fudd? The tree of liberty is watered with a tyrant's blood. For bloody insurrection, a true patriot prepares. And to the victims of that tragedy, we'll send our thoughts and prayers. Let's pass conceal and carry, so Curly Moe and Larry can act like Dirty Harry. Now let us pray for peace. Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo. Do a whack, do a whack, do a whack.
Next time a crazy loner shoots some people in the head, don't start attacking us by quoting things we actually said. This ain't no time for politics, you commie liberal, where's your decency? Pray for peace and see that the victims of this tragedy deserve our thoughts and prayers. And by the victims of this tragedy, we mean us.